I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Libyan National Transitional Council has started making plans for a new state without Muammar Gaddafi. They met with international leaders yesterday at a summit in Paris to establish legitimacy. A new beginning sounds exciting, except for one thing. Open Doors Carl Muller says religious freedom remains a big question. Ongoing persecution has pared the church beyond a remnant, but
we actually had several of our delivery areas where we were delivering scriptures into Libya over the last few months become emptied of all the Bibles that we had planned for the entire year in the first few months.
Next, Gospel for Asia has been investing in radio broadcasting for more than 30 years. According to GFA's Daniel Punos, radio is more effective in Asia because groups of people gather around radios and listen for long periods of time, unlike radio listening in the U.S. Punos says their programming has grown over the years.
Right now, we have over 110 languages on the radio, beaming into India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Burma, all these different countries in Southeast Asia. We get over a million responses a year telling us that this is the first time they've heard about Jesus.
And what began with a mission trip to Kenya 21 years ago has grown into an international ministry. Living Water International has reached millions of people in 26 countries with over 10,000 water wells. They're celebrating another year of saving lives with clean water and the hope of Christ with a gala on September 30th. Attend the gala featuring Bill Hybels in Houston or host a webcast for your church to get engaged in the world water crisis. Our website has the information. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Congratulations to Amanda Miller, the winner of the Touch the World trip to India with Global Action. By the way, Slavic Gospel Association's offering Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with scripture in both English and Russian. Get it by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.